tenere poba ca diye cede tam bir çözen inen bir konu gün cüzdür bana ne basa etem ne sen bana çözüyor.
So when I was thinking about other sentient beings equaling the limits of space, one must strive to achieve a state of full enlightenment as quickly as possible, and as for this purpose, then one shall listen to your teachings. So please adjust your motivation in such a way.
ただ、目と目の間で本物じゃないし、自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自分の自
So on the teaching that we'll be listening today is the graduated path to enlightenment, and the Lamrim, which contains the teachings, essential points of all the teachings of the Buddha. And so we've come to the point about how to rely upon the virtuous friend, the spiritual master. And at this point of time, we've come to the section on the root, which is training in faith.
Yes. 감사합니다. 근데 가서 손지수 따고래서 따고야서 중독이 너무 좋아지. 다 중독이 너무 중복이나 이제 된다 너무 승지야다. 아, 이제 샤듬지야 된다 손발이 가서. 다 되니 이제 연대 삼고하지. 다 연대 손지나
So as this
Indita Lama Yonde any children some you know. Any mondi to be yonde. Takunjo Tebachimo Yodenge and Leg Susu non so the Yonde Karen Dona, the Yonde Tony Sambayina. Yonde Tony Lot the Shoe Cherry Royal Ducona. ये जो तेंदु योना यो तीस साल जी नॉर्मल हो रहे हैं, बेना रोम मगाए में तेंदु ला, आयो दे योना यो, जो जिंग में डायन दुखो ना, ने योंदे दे ट्रिप्ची, ये योंदे तो में लोटे साल जी नॉर्मल से ना ट्रिप्ची ने इन्हें जो रोम थोंडे आजी, दा रोम ना जो मोबाइल यो रहे थे, इन्हें रोम चीज़ योंगे योंदे जो चोर ना चीज़ से योग
So as mentioned yesterday, we have to view the spiritual master as being in the nature of a Buddha. So in order to do that, one needs to block or to curb the mind that looks for faults or perceives mistakes in the spiritual master. And if due to circumstances that one may waver from this practice, then upon recalling it, one needs to confess and purify having this fault, and then strive again to restrain oneself, intentionally restrain oneself from doing that again in the future. So one needs to pay attention to the good qualities of the guru, you know, to think more of the qualities of the guru and to not perceive of the faults, try to block perception of faults in the guru. So if the guru has positive qualities such as ethical discipline and knowledge and faith and so forth, then we need to focus on these qualities and constantly reflect on them. So once you have become accustomed to that, then you may notice that your guru actually has only a small number of faults. even that small perception, you know, due to this conditioning, even that small perception of faults does not become an obstacle to your faith, because you're focused on the majority, which is on the good qualities. And so the analogy or example given here is that certain people, you know, your enemies or people that you dislike, they may have many faults, they may have many good qualities, but because of a disliking for that person, then you tend to focus more on their faults, which then overwhelms or sort of like, you know, covers any possible perception of their good qualities, such that you see only faults, these people that you dislike, and not any good qualities. And likewise, you may have many faults in yourself, but if you're if you're constantly focusing on your good qualities, you know, your few good qualities, then that perception becomes so strong it totally covers or blocks your perception of your faults. So likewise, you know, one needs to constantly focus on the qualities of the Lama, and that blocks your perception of the faults of the Lama. Yes. So at that point of time, even if the Lama does yourself, so even yourself has many, if you have many faults in yourself, yes. If you see many faults, even you have many faults in yourself, but because of that self-cherishing thought, you tend to focus on your own good qualities, you know, the few good qualities, even the very, even if it's just one quality, then you focus it very entirely, very strongly, then that completely overcomes or your perception of yourself, of any mistakes you may have in yourself. So then Lama Atisha, when he relied on this Guru Lama Salimpa, he spent 13 months sailing on the ship to the island of Suling, where he met with Lama Salimpa, and from at the feet of Lama Salimpa, he received all the instructions on generating bodhicitta, as well as the outline of the Mahayana path, you know, the entire presentation of the stages of the Mahayana path. Then Lama Salimpa, with regards to the view of emptiness, Lama Salimpa was one which holds onto the view of the mind-only school, which and within mind-only school, what we call a true expectarian branch of the mind-only school, Chitta Matra. But Lama Atisha himself, with regards to view of emptiness, he held the view of the Madhyamika school, which is the middle way school. And in comparison of these two views, the view of regard to emptiness, Lama Atisha's view of emptiness was higher than Lama Salimpa's view of emptiness. However, since Lama Salimpa had given him the teachings of regard pertaining to bodhicitta, as well as the presentation of the stages of Mahayana path, then Lama Atisha then held Lama Salimpa as one of his main gurus that was unequal or unexcelled by other gurus as his main teacher. So therefore, when Lama Atisha was relying on Lama Salimpa, instead of focusing on the difference of views, he focused on the kindness of Lama Salimpa, giving him the teachings of bodhicitta, and hence held him in the highest regard. Mm. Yes.
Yodeling on the same thing, joining in the dam, maybe, Menebane, Changes of Yinjo, City Chicks of Nimba Yinjila, Chibal Mabacha good. Talaman Domin Dushi Yas and the Lamizon or Tanjil Dushi Yabas and Nintrigi Omaris, City Chick Nimbaina, Re Rongayonta, Lamachin Nindu Yachi, Lamayo, Lomachin.
Yes. So then we should reflect on the good qualities of the spiritual master and not look for their faults. So amongst the spiritual masters, one should not discriminate amongst them. One should always see the spiritual master as the teacher, as the actual teacher, Buddha himself. So not only that, but even a very minor dharma relationship, such as even a teaching of one verse. Now, those spiritual masters that from which we receive a teaching of one verse, then due to that connection, then the Dharma guru-disciple relationship is established. Then for the side of the disciple, it is required that they see their Lama as they see the Lama as such and have a recognition of that person as their teacher, a Lama. Then from the side of the teacher, Lama, they should have the recognition of that person, to whom the teaching is given as their disciple. So at that point in time, the relationship is established. So one needs to constantly, the disciple needs to constantly see the teacher as being Buddha, even though the teacher may have faults such as faulty ethical discipline and not keeping ethics well, and other faults and so forth. But the disciple should not focus on that, or rather should focus on the good qualities. Yes. Yes. So even though the Lama may be less learned in terms of knowledge and also be born of a lower caste than the disciple, but even then the disciple should not have any differentiation between them, but constantly see the Lama as the actual Buddha himself. Yes.
In the Chiba mo cha gu ba res, cha gu te, in the di kong jom nene la, tu ba chi chu ji fu, jom nene la tu ba chi guwa rwa. In the jom nene ge, lo de kong jo tri nye se ya tino na, song yo res, kong jo tri nye. Lama ten na gyawan pe shen, me gyawan dribar to bi, in the lama ten ma yin na gyawan pe yin gare, me gyawan dribar gare, ten li jom sen che ne, to bi, kembo, tu ba che wang, chung wang, kembo tu ba che wang. Chungwaam, Shibaam, Mishibaam, that the Chibameba Chikoris. Tsutin the Dembaam, Tsutin Chawa, Laang, Chibameba, Tsutin the Demba in Bijumzenje, Dominici, Tsutin Chawa, then the Mijiba Tendici Chomari, Tsutin the Demba the Chawa Koin, Chibameba, Dominici Chikoris, so on.
Yes. So then, with regards to this portion, then there is, in order to show the purity of this source of knowledge, then Lama Tsongkhapa quotes the Buddha in one of these teachings, in one of the sutras called the Cloud of Jewels Sutra, where it says, when you rely on the Guru, your virtue increases and your non-virtue decreases. So by relying on the spiritual master, you experience an increase in virtue and a decrease in non-virtue. So then understanding this, develop the idea that your abbot is a teacher, whether he or she is greatly or slightly learned, is knowledgeable or not. So despite of their level of learning, then you should constantly view the abbot as the teacher or has kept ethical discipline or faulty discipline. So whether the teacher has kept the ethics of living within the prohibitions, the boundaries set by ethical boundaries set by the Buddha, or whether they have not, irregardless of that, one should constantly view the guru or the teacher as the actual Buddha. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That woman does she does a candle, Chitara, Tomba la Gavata, Tebatar, Kimbolan or Tebato Gavachao. Don't be good, Honam in the Bameba. Tene yinza tombe kun je yundu gawa tang teba rong me bache yungyo. Tene no je kembo rita chi rong chi tombe lama tela tombe la gawa da teba cheba no je teba do gawa cha go res. Lobo nang la shesa do rembro che te rong ge lobo yin na te yin tsene tama pa nima jo che shesa ge tsui che ne. Ani gyoye shi nye zaya no. So, nyordu shenro ya. Yen tenleke penyong tenpe gwaane, gawa tang, yi gawa tang, sem romba, topjin, inbari tenleche. Yen ta, lami, lama ten, tenleche we kabla, lama chong, tenpe yonye nama tenleke, nyambu, ta, tenpa yin na, Gevichu la teda tumar chu, Gevichu, chu ton tumba, tenle la teda tumar chu. Ta ti chu ton mentubi choba nama tenle la sungundo na, mgeva la teda mentubi chu osi. Ita, Gevichu res. Tenyo ni, lami chawa maromba chi, chi yisunga nama tenle, chumba yina, lama la madiba ma chi achi. Mata te che ro ma re se ne nama la ni ya jimsen shu chi te ne gomba no ro se ya ten le ya shu ku no ma de ba che ne de ya
yes so for it says here that just as you have a liking for and faith in the teacher Buddha so too likewise you should have a liking for and faith in the abbot in your own spiritual master so for example when we come across a statue of a Buddha, a physical representation of the Buddha, we naturally arises in our heart the elements of faith and joy. So we have great faith and joy arising naturally in our hearts. So likewise, when we see our master, our spiritual master, we should have the similar feeling arising in our hearts as well. So it says that we should develop reverence for our masters and serve them. So in Tibetan it says shesa, which means like when you are addressing your teacher, speaking of your teacher, you should use respectful words in a humble, polite manner when you are serving your teacher and also serving them through physical actions and so forth. And the reason for that, so when we are process of serving the teacher, you should remember in mind that you will complete the accumulations or collections that lead to enlightenment. Those accumulations or collections that have not yet been completed will be completed through this practice, and you should bear this in mind. And also you should remember that those obscurations or afflictions that you have not abandoned yet, will be abandoned eventually, swiftly through this practice, in dependence on this practice. So by thinking in this way, then you will generate a great pleasure and joy in engaging in this practice. So, and then if the text further goes on to say that when your teacher, if you're relying on a master, spiritual master that has faults, that if that spiritual master engages in virtuous actions or exhorts you to engage in virtuous actions, then you should act accordingly with the instructions. But however, if that master may exhort you to engage in non-virtuous actions, then you should, it is not necessary to act in accordance with what they say. You should not act in accordance with non-virtuous actions. So, however, at that point in time, one should not lose faith, or generate scorn towards the master. Rather, one should humbly request for forbearance and pardon from this action by giving the proper reason and requesting for a pardon from having to engage in negative actions. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yon, xie dang, trashyo jinji shubha le jang, 말이 다 진짜 자주 진행이 이제 좀 되는데 아주 대 노대대 좀 침다 가르데 정주스만 넣는 거도 가동 잡아 돈은 이제 진마도 틀면 저보다 좀 더 섬는 싫던데 정주스만 남지 소소 보는데 세집이 스스 제바 쓰는 년다 넣는 섬 넘베 넘본데나 이 취지 그걸 잡아 맨도 때도 이게 진이지 스스 제바 때땐바 대니지 가봐 가데 넘본데나 이러면 그 네바도 그때는 초바탐지 정도도 네걸 제자 침다 다 돈도 로보나 로보나 그걸 잡아 연수도 봐 많이 나 좀 많이 비급이 다 좀 미시 좀 미쳐 지 좋아 이 말 근데 다 정주 선배 주 돈은 얘가 정주 선배 그게 내약에 주대 바로도 좀 막 좋다 근데 정주 선배 남자 이 말에 되게 좁자 나도 냄비 근데 세트 좀 받지 수는 연말이 나요. 근데 대라 구박지 거래서. 대요네. 그게 내야 대라 맹도 최도 이게 진행지 최수제 받대. 땜바 대니지. 최수제 받대라 맹 최 이게서다. 그러다 동보 보이다 보니나 조자 가가께서 오는 이게서. 되네. 다 그래네. 돈바 가와서로 전 뉘유드 맹지. 아니 돈바 메다 바세요. 아니 가와 덴베 돈바세요. 세헨나 아 책차로 여러와. 지치지 않는데. 이제 맹도 책도 이게. 아니 정가 가세요. 아니나 정가 대도 냠비. 갈비 파트. 그래다. 로몬 대라 이오메 봐. 네. 요즘에서는 소스 구반 매나 요 넘어지 하다 보면 되게 요메 맞지. 삼바 타바니 니바도 그 때다. 초바 되게 름으로 제가 예나요. 로몬 대라 네 전에서 어떻게 하면 그래서. 로몬도 그 벌써만 연수 조금 많이 했어. 날 튜튜바티 가디스업 토요일 말해서. 이오메바 추던 텀비건의 구바제나 아니 가리삽도고 매야 예나 다 요조도 제바 추 많이 비 구바제나 다 가와 연결해서야 다 지금 의식했습니다.
So then following that the Lama Tsongkhapa quotes from a sutra called Questions of the Householder Ugra. So this is a sutra that has arisen from the questions posed to the Buddha by a householder, a layperson called Ugra. So within that text it says that, O householder, some bodhisattvas strive diligently at receiving oral transmissions of teachings and doing recitations. And they might have masters from whom they heard teachings, obtain oral transmission, absorb reverse of four lines that contains the teachings on generosity, ethical discipline, patience, choice, perseverance, meditative stabilization and wisdom, or the accumulation of the collections of bodhisattva path. So here it refers that when the bodhisattva has, in order to engage in their training, they need to receive teachings on the various aspects of the six perfections and the general Mahayana path. And then whoever they have received these teachings from, you know, whether they're in verses and so forth, then they should venerate or respect that source of the teachings, you know, their own teachers. So the bodhisattvas might serve and venerate these masters without deceit. So here it refers to the bodhisattvas are serving these masters without any sense of pretense, you know. I mean, sometimes we may show great acts of veneration, whereas deep down inside our hearts we do not necessarily have that kind of veneration. But however, the bodhisattvas, you know, they serve and venerate the masters without deceit. And the text continues to say that they might do so if all forms of gifts, respect and worship for eons equal in number to the words, sentences and letters in the verses that they were taught. So here, when you talk about the words, sentences and letters, in the Tibetan, you know, for example, Tibetan script, the Gakha and so forth, these are the letters, you know, the alphabets. Then when these are formed together, then they form words like Pumba and Gawa, you know, which are like the vases and vases and pillars and so forth. Then by forming more words, then they become like sentences and so forth, like, you know, the vase is not the pillar and so forth. So however number of words and letters and sentences of teachings that they receive from their master, the number of that added together, equaling that number of aeons that they perform worship and veneration without deceit, such incredible worship, yet cannot be compared, yet they cannot fully repay the kindness of that master, the kindness that the spiritual master has shown them by teaching them the Dharma. So what more to say for those for improper expressions of respect? You know, so for example, people making offerings or venerations with deceit and not showing proper veneration for a spiritual master, these people are even much more further away from the actual repaying the kindness or showing appreciation, repaying the kindness of the spiritual master. So in regard to the sentences, then like there are verses like the vase is Pumbamitava and God they made like the vase is impermanent and the pillar is not inherently existing and so forth. So these are like sentences that are formed through words and alphabets.
dāpacī nyambi yinā, dēlā nī cīngrū, shimjī sūrū yorwa. Cīgōng rēlā yinrū gōgōchī, cīg gōgōchī, yinrī shimjī sūrū yorwa. Dēnjī chidī yinrī, sūnjī chūsō mēn kārsā, gūjī shimjī sūrū. Sūnjī chūsō mēn nyambi yinā, dī chīnhēnā, kāpā shimjī sūrū kārēn, tā kāpā shīnā, Loi Chonga Jam Metovisong, Tuzo Mochu Jirwa. And the Tendregane, Gabasum the Soru Gerena, you may be near Mother Gutta Chevany Nanyo, and take a dress up to the Ayamares.
For example, if you receive teaching on the one verse of refuge and bodhicitta, you know, Sangye Chosoma, if you count in Tibetan the phonetics, altogether there are 36 words within each line of the verse. Of refuge in bodhicitta, you know, there are nine, there are four lines within that verse, and within each line there are nine syllables. So if you count each syllable, and altogether there are 36 syllables in the entire verse. So by receiving that one verse alone, then the bodhisattva, you know, would serve and venerate the teacher for the moment of 36 aeons, you know, number of aeons equaling that number of syllables. Then here, an aeon is a very large amount of time. It's almost incalculable by normal means. So one take, you know, for that long period of time that the Bodhisattva serves and venerates his teacher without deceit, you know. So this is the analogy, you know, an example given.
かぶせんね、ラマソンジェスタゴレ。え、ね、ちょん、タジオマレ、ヨンデニングのタゴレ、そうそう。で、ラマソンジェスタデ、あ、カンデスタゴレセナ。あ、だ、あ、ね、ラマソンジェスタゴレ。グビジンゼンカレセナ、あ、ラマソンジェテバイナ、ローナヨンデニングレ。え、ジョンジングのテナヨンデニングマレセタゲコンソンデヤ。え、インドジムセンチテチ。
Yes. So in general, you know, so these teachings up to the present point are talking about seeing the spiritual master as the actual Buddha, that one should not perceive the faults, you know, of the spiritual masters. One should look at rather the qualities of the spiritual master. And the reason for that is that if one focuses on the faults of the spiritual master, then one does not achieve the siddhis or spiritual attainments that one desires to achieve. However, if one focuses or looks at, mainly at the qualities, then one would achieve the cities or spiritual attainments that one desires to attain. So when we are seeing the teacher, you know, as the Buddha, then from the side of the teacher, whatever they may be, from the side of the disciple, we need to essentially see the teacher as Buddha. So sometimes we may have the doubt as to whether we have the, we'll ever have the ability to actually see the teacher as the Buddha. So with regard to this, you know, we should understand that it is a matter of familiarization. By gradually familiarizing ourselves with such a thought, you know, then gradually we will be able to see the teacher as Buddha. For example, in the teachings regarding the exchanging of self and others, So in the teachings regarding exchanging self and others, in the Bodhisattva Jaravatara, you know, the engagings in the ways of Bodhisattva, in that text it says that, for example, at the beginning, you know, there might be somebody that we are so an enemy that we are so fearful of, that merely hearing their name causes us to arise fear in our hearts. And then, and on another occasion, then gradually we may get to know this person and become so accustomed, or even become so become very good terms with this person, that at a later point of time we become so it becomes completely unbearable to be separated for a moment from that person, you know. So all this, you know, this transition from an enemy, fearful enemy, to a person you're so attached, you know, all this is due to familiarization. So likewise, for us, using this teaching as an example, then for us, when we focus on the qualities of the Lama, then gradually we would come to see more qualities and less faults. As mentioned before, by focusing mainly on the qualities, whatever faults the Lama may have, then this would overwhelm or sort of like supersede the faults of the Lama. Yes. So when we focus on seeing the qualities of the teacher, then from the side of the teacher, whether they have greater or lesser qualities, essentially it is for the disciples also to train in the pure vision of the teacher. So, for example, some people may think that, you know, whatever the Lama is, you know, I don't really know, however, it's sufficient for me to see the Lama as a Buddha. So this kind of like uncertain attitude is not sufficient. One should be fully convinced from the depth of one's heart that the Lama, you know, the Guru is the actual Buddha himself. So in this case, one, in order to support that conviction or to engender that conviction, one remembers the different quotations or scriptural textual quotations that say that the Lama, prove the Lama is the Buddha. For example, in the Tantras, in the Vajradhara, Vajradhara has prophesied that the Guru, you know, is the actual Buddha himself. And also remembering that the Buddha's, the Guru is the performer of the enlightened activities of the all Buddhas to benefit sentient beings. So likewise also, and then remembering that in these times, that the Buddhas are still constantly working for the benefit and welfare of sentient beings. And also remembering points like that our own perception is impaired by faults, or obscured by faults. There is no definite, no definite in whatever we see, whether the faults we perceive are actually faults, or is it due to our own mental obscurations or not? Since there's nothing definite in our own perception, so remembering things like that to support this practice.
Yes.
So, for example, in the Tantras, the Buddha has said, Buddha Vajradhara has said that in future times, I would manifest in the form of a human being, ordinary aspect, spiritual master in an ordinary aspect. Therefore, you should serve and venerate and rely, on such a form of spiritual master. And also in the sutras, it says that the Buddha says in the sutras that in the future he would manifest in the form of abbots and elders. So therefore, this one should rely on these teachers. So these are the prophecies of the Buddha quotations. Mm-hmm. Yes. Which are the four? Also, another prediction given by Vajradhara is that the spiritual master of the Buddha, as spiritual master, is like a repository of receiving offerings. Repository of receiving offerings to the Buddhas. It's sort of like a house of offering, or the shrine of offering, receiving offerings, a shrine where you actually make offerings and perform your accumulations of merit. So therefore, the Vajradhara has said that when you make offerings to your spiritual master or guru, then all the Buddhas and Vajradhara himself would enter, all the Buddhas would enter into the body of the guru and actually receive directly your offerings. So at this point of time, so the Vajradhara is saying that the guru is sort of like a shrine, where one should, it's appropriate that one should perform the offerings. and such that Vajradhara will actually be present within the Guru to receive the offerings. Yes. So by making offerings to this spiritual master is equivalent of making offerings to all the Buddhists. So by constantly making references to these different scriptural quotations, then one uses all these different reasons, to engage in this practice, to support one's practice. So also in the text, it says that the Buddha, the Guru is a performer of the Buddha's enlightened activity. And the reason for that is, in the text it says that whatever virtue that arises in the mind stream of the disciples or the practitioners, all these virtues, roots of virtue, are themselves, the enlightened activities of all the Buddhas. So therefore, generating any virtuous minds, within ourselves, is the sign of the activity, enlightened activities of the Buddha. So how does virtue arise, or virtuous thoughts arise in our own mind streams? That is due to the teacher, the spiritual master, having taught us the Dharma. So therefore, dependence on that, then we arise virtues in our mind streams. So by seeing these virtues arising in our mind streams as the direct activity of all the enlightened activity of all the Buddhas, so therefore, and that this is caused by the spiritual master, so one can understand that the spiritual master is that which performs the enlightened activities of all the Buddhas. Yes.
Meshe la tene, ene me pagi yorwa. Yende yige nimi ose sabo de yo yore te, meshe la tene mato bagi me martabi yomarwa. Ta meshe, padu meshe june me mara nonji, sanjegen tene de,
So, for example, by relying on a magnifying glass, one is able to cause a splinter to light up in flames when it is placed in direct sunlight. So, the sun's rays, no matter how strong they may be, even though they pervade the entirety of the surroundings, but they're unable to cause the splinter to light up into flames on its own. But however, when we place a magnifying glass, we are able to focus all the sun's rays on that one spot and cause the splinter to burst into flames. So likewise, the enlightened activities of all the Buddhas are concentrated on the spiritual master, and through the spiritual master then enters into our mind streams, therefore causing us to give rise to virtuous states of mind.
Da sonje chane se ya de ga je chome som de cho sa ani de ni ma de bo pon yon de tam je zo ba yin de chane on be me tan rup cha de yo be me tan rup de de yin jo de rum ba yin na sonje chane be zo de ma de ban jo ge so yo de yin de ani sonje chane jo ba de Lama Sonje Yimbi Jumzenji. Da Lama Semjin Yinjinga Sonjin Tene Duzan Yubate Semjinji the Dudigona and then Bemet and Rumarwa. Sonjin Tene Bemet and Rumarwa. yinza sonje chunin bèmè nundruk yindu sonje rongi la tenne duzi chunin jok tuk yorwa yindu yinni lama di sonje yin gogri mato di semje yin jila yinza sonje chunin jiba semje jila tenne goa yinna sonje bi guba ma jiwa chun semje yin di sonje jowa chayin tende yindu ta sonje re samye chok
So another reason to see the guru as Buddha is that we understand that the Buddha's enlightened activity, you know, has been through, has come about through three great countless aeons of cultivation, cultivating the path throughout great countless aeons of constant accumulation and purification by abandoning all faults over these periods of time and gathering or giving rise to all the various qualities through this period of time. The Buddha has come about to a state whereby their activities to benefit beings are effortless and spontaneous. You know, so therefore the Buddha's activities to benefit others are effortless and spontaneous. So therefore we can understand the Guru is actually Buddha because by relying on the Guru, we engender the enlightened activities of the Buddhas enter within our mind streams. So therefore, if the Guru is an ordinary being, ordinary sentient being, then that would mean also that infer that the Buddha's enlightened activities are not spontaneous and effortless, and that the Buddhas have to rely on an ordinary sentient being to benefit other sentient beings. But since the Lama's causes, you know, the Guru's causes to engender, you know, to the enlightened activity of the Buddhas to enter into our mind streams, therefore the Gurus must be Buddha. You know, otherwise, you know, that's the only way we can understand that the enlightened activities are effortless and spontaneous. Otherwise, if the Buddhas have to, you know, having attained such a state to benefit sentient beings, they have to rely on an ordinary person, then the Buddhas become even worse off. No, or inferior to sentient beings. Yes. No. So it ends up like as if the sentient beings have to help the Buddha. The Buddha has to gather the existence of sentient beings to benefit other sentient beings. So it becomes very, you know, very ridiculous. Yes.
Sonjian chalim bhe-mei dhan-ru-yin ba te-sam na-tong-na-na-sin pen-po yung-gir-e. Te-an-nong-yi-en-da-yong rigwa-yen-ji tanda ting-song-gi-tu-yu-si-yong sonjian-za-zong-sin-nong-ji-sim-ji-gi-tong-zi-ba-chi-yo-ru-wa yin-ba-re. Ta ting-song-gi-tu-yu-si sonjian-gi-sim-ji-gi-tong-zi-gi-yo-ru-wa-sin-na ten-zi-gi-ru-wa sim-ji-gi-sim-ji-gi-tong-min-zi-ba-yong-si-gi-ma-re. O-na sonjian-gi-sim-ji-gi-tong-zi-gi-yo-na Chono sonjige tonze yorwe mare sena nga sonjige tuji yor mare sena suzo ne chog marwa enda sonjige zeba njubi yorre nga yinda yin tanda nga chula teba yor sonjige chene njogo gri sambaje yorwa tel evsa ona sonjige zeba njubi yor yina chono sonjige zeba zeke sonjige de sore se suzo suzo chaba ton Tōng yōng dō yōne rōng gā lāma tē lā tēne jūgō yō rē tē yīng gō mā tō yēn nē sēn zōmbō sūmī zēn bēzī zōmbō jē jīgō chī bē sōng jē nē nā tōng jē tō gō yō mā rā yīn dō chū tōng gā lāma tē mā tō yēn mē wē rē
Yes. So like this, you know, by remembering that the enlightened activities of the Buddhas are effortless and spontaneous, then this is very beneficial to our minds in cultivating the recognition of the Guru as Buddha. So in these times, you know, the Buddhas are still benefiting sentient beings. You know, it is said the Buddhas are benefiting sentient beings even in these times and performing activities to benefit sentient beings, accomplishing their welfare in these times. So if we ask, you know, we sort of have to go through this analysis and ask ourselves, are Buddhas benefiting sentient beings in these times? So then the answer would be yes, because it's not possible for Buddhas to abandon sentient beings and not benefit them at any point of time. So Buddhas are constantly, you know, benefiting beings even in these times. then we ask, you know, have we, is the enlightened activities of the Buddhists, have they entered into our mind streams? Then we can understand that yes, that has happened because we have faith in our minds. We have faith with the three jewels, and we have positive virtuous minds. You know, then we ask ourselves the question: then who is that which performs in the enlightened activities of the Buddhists to cause this to happen? So then we, by searching on that, then we understand that by relying on the spiritual master, you know, we are caused to engender, give rise to virtuous states of mind and so forth. And so, because other than that, you know, there's no other emanation of the Buddha, such, you know, with the 32 major marks and 80 minor signs, you know, that's teaching us and causing us to generate Dharma in our minds. So therefore the Guru definitely has to be the Buddha, you know, and perform the activities, enlightened activities of the Buddhas, because we're unable, upon searching analysis, we're unable to see another party or another being that is causing that to happen. Yes. So when we are able to, the Buddhas are constantly performing the enlightened activities to benefit other sentient beings. So there's no point in time where these enlightened activities to benefit others would end. You know, so there are, you know, at all times the Buddhas are constantly, uninterruptedly, unceasingly working for the benefit of sentient beings. Even when we're in the lower realms, the Buddha is able to see us in the lower realms. But however, at that point of time, we are not open. We're not suitable vessels for the teachings. We're not open to the Dharma teachings. Therefore, the Buddhas are unable to help us at those times. When we were born in the hell realms, you know, undergoing intense suffering, as well as when we're in the hungry ghost realms, we're unable to practice the Dharma. And even when we're born in the animal realms, we lack the faculties, the proper mental faculties to understand the Dharma. Therefore, we're unable to practice it. But now we're born as humans, you know, and not only that, we're able to generate faith in the law of karma and so forth, and generate virtuous thoughts. So therefore the Buddhas, you know, this is like an opportunity for the Buddhas to benefit us. If at this point in time, if the Buddhas do not benefit us, you know, perform the activities of benefiting sentient beings, you know, like us, then when would they do that, you know, when we're born in other realms that are not suitable for Dharma practice? So this realm where we're suitable, then, you know, and then having received, having generated thoughts in our minds, virtuous thoughts, then that these are signs of having, you know, the activities, enlightened activities of the Buddha is benefiting us. Then we think, now who is that which, who is the performer of these enlightened activities? Then we can only point to the guru, the spiritual master, as that who performs the enlightened activities. So the spiritual master, the guru, becomes like the main person, the principal person performing enlightened activities of the Buddha. And also the Buddha has many emanations in this world. So by so for example, if a person in the abbot gives us our vows or ordination, so that abbot is performing the enlightened activities of the Buddha by giving us our vows and ordination. So when one is generating this practice of seeing the guru as the Buddha, then amongst the many gurus that one has, there will be one, you know, major principle that one has more faith towards, that one is able to see, you know, as the direct action of the enlightened activities, performer of enlightened activities of the Buddhas. Then the other lamas, you know, then you know, how do we see them? You know, should we not see them as emanations of Buddha as well? Then we should understand that these are like the emanations or manifestations of the principal lama to perform the enlightened activities. The principal lama does not necessarily perform all of the activities of benefiting ascending beings. However, they can manifest also on various manifestations, emanations to perform these activities. So therefore, we should see the other lamas, you know, teachers as also as being the nature of Buddha as well. So when one is trying to see the guru as Buddha, then at that point of time one may experience obstacles due to one's perception. One may see certain faults in the teacher and be able to point them out, saying that, you know, the teacher has and such faults. So at that point of time, we should, as an antidote, we should remember that our own minds are not definite. You know, there's no our own perception is not definite. It is not purified. You know, it can be faults or mistakes in our own perceptions. Yes. So So if when one encounters perception of false, when one sees false in the guru within one's own perception, at that point of time one must remember that one's perception is not definite. There can be mistakes, there can be mistakes or faults in our perception. That, for example, a person who is afflicted with a bile disease would, everything would turn yellow in their perception, or someone who has blood disease, then would everything would turn red, for them. So therefore, this is not definite. One's perception is not definite. Whether the faults that one sees in the guru within the sphere of one's perception is whether that is valid or true. Yes.
ね、なぜもげちゃばれ。ドラマでさんばいな。あ、あのてんでもんぼんよりよれ。でな、あ、チュポバコナ、あ、ファーダメダヤダソンゲ、あ、タイユンで。あ、にチュルは、メイチュポバコントンよれ。え、にファイ、ドゥズポバコントンよれ。え、にヤダ、あ、チュントンヤレヤマルは、ナクラマトントンよまれ。
Yes. So if we want to understand how our perception is can be wrong, we can understand that our perception is influenced by our karma as well as our afflictive emotions. So for example, there are many instances when our perceptions are influenced by these conditions. For example, there may be a bowl of water being placed in one location, then when it is simultaneously being perceived by three types of beings, one a being of the wish of the God realm, a being of the human realm, and a being of the hungry ghost realm, then each being they have different perceptions arising for themselves. So for the being of the God realm, then that bowl of water appears as heavenly nectar. For the being of the human realm, then of course it sees just ordinary water. But for a being of the hungry ghost realm, in which case they have no karma to perceive any drinkable liquids of any form, then they see only blood and also pus and so forth. So therefore, in this case, there is no definite perception within the sphere of ordinary being. And the perception of ordinary beings are influenced by karma and afflictive emotions. So another historical instance is when Naropa went in search of his guru, Dilopa. Then Dilopa is one of the highest Mahasiddhas in India in those days. However, they achieved very high realizations. However, to the general appearance of ordinary beings, he was only a mere beggar in external appearances. And he was like frying live fish over the burning coals and eating the entrails, So therefore, there was only the name of the beggar Dilopa, But in the eyes of ordinary appearances, then he was only known as a beggar. But however, he was a truly realized being. So there's no definite, the perception of ordinary beings is not definite. Yes.
ね、ちょっと全部で配るわ。で、じゃあ、メジャーにこう、パンジェ、たまにジェイヨンでこうな。あ、ね、てばんとか、よまれ。あ、今まで、ね、こう、あ、そういうのよ。で、ね、シェンモン、だ。パパ、チンビゾンのうち、シェンモンばちゃ。で、モンばちゃべかな、モンマ、あ、ジャベカブで、チュウイテンで、ウォーダチ。え、モンばちゃ。
So then there's this other master called Anjanbe Shinyin, which should be Manjushri Mitra. Manjushri Mitra, and in actual fact, it was a very highly realized being. But in ordinary aspects, you know, people saw very like disturbing scenarios, like when Kurangi, the Sonyo Chiviki, Pongzeva.
Mumbai.
Yes. So in ordinary appearances, he was like tilling the fields, and then he was also showing the aspect of a lay person, like a disrobed person, broken vows, and then with the dharma robes from before la, dharma robes from before when he was ordained as an ordained person, that he wore it on his head. Then at nightfall, then he with the his begging bowl, that he collected like all the worms that were that came out of the field during the field. La.
So he was a monk before, and then his wisdom mother.
Yes.
So afterwards, in the aspect, but the robes, you know, he used to choke two times.
Yes.
And then his wisdom mother picked up. He started plotting the land.
Found the land.
Then his wife, his wisdom mother,
yes,
picked up all the wounds, and then Metupa.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then the yogi.
Yes. So I'm sorry. Then this the yogi Jambu Shinyin, he was like a monk before, but he in ordinary aspect, you know, then he had like a spiritual consort, you know, a secret mother, a spiritual consort. Then he showed the aspect of being a plowman, you know, tilling the fields. And then while doing that, he sort of like tied up his hair with his dharma robes from before. While he's tilling the fields, then all the worms that came out of the land, that his spiritual consort like collected them into his begging bowl from before, and then put it over a fire. And you know, at nightfall, they put the worms over fire and then boil them, you know, in noodle soup, and then show the aspect of eating that, you know. So, in ordinary appearances, that's what everybody saw. But however, he was a very high realized yogi.
But not then, then, better than Abu Jovanayo, Kolo Demjota, Jesuit Namjumad, so Namjumad Zemin Namada, and then on Kolo Demjo. Met Tamabi Namada, Tendergay, number Mombus, Dayore, and the Kong in J. Matabar, Tendongus, and Tendere, wrong and all by your marriage.
Yes. Then another yogi called Kanhapa or Krishnacharya, and then when he was practicing, then, you know, in order to guide him, then the deity Hiruka Chakrasamvara, as well as Vajrayogini, manifested in many ordinary forms in order to guide him. However, he was unable, you know, many times he came across these emanations in ordinary form. However, he was unable to see or recognize these ordinary manifestations. So therefore, you know, he missed out on a lot of opportunities. But so therefore, this illustrates the fact that one's ordinary perception is not
definite. 당이 나지 놓네 요거 노선 제 대마랍 제제스야 아 임바 대라네 에 라자 바고 페데 갈라네 에 게모 그 조고 도도 조고 아 근데 제게 얘네 코멘 하나 아 카블루든도 봐 나차요더니 근데 제 키지 용지 근데 근데 요거에서 나 단다 제제도 남좀 들어가니 네. 에, 샹즈데 거기 쪽 좋다 좀 배자도 하지. 마지. 이제 네 남이 남선 내리치네. 그때에서 제가 그래 이제. 대개네 남이 두지나 이런데 친구 총선이다. 아니 마리 자네 아 뭔 통해 매었지. 낙타 대선에 호선 좋지. 근데 좀 그래 이제.
So then the many instances again of Vajrayogini manifesting in an ordinary form to benefit beings. So there was a great master called Dembarabge when he was abiding in... So one of the Lamrim's lineage masters called Dembarabge when he was abiding in the region of Lhasa, in the Pakor region of Lhasa, then there was an old lady, you know, when he was... There was an old lady that appearing in very poor clothes and torn tattered clothes, having as for being a very poor person. Then she approached this lama on the streets, holding a vessel filled with blood and pus and spit and so forth. You know, so then she asked the lama, "Will you buy this?" Mm-hmm. So the attendant, you know, was furious and infuriated by how she was treating this lama. So he sort of, like, you know, hit her and, you know, toppled, pushed her away and toppled the bowl of nectar on the ground. So the lama then knelt down and tasted a bit of that nectar and then generated... So the lama was able to quickly touch, like, grasp it, a little bit of the nectar that fell, and then quickly tasted it, and then generated great realizations, you know, great qualities in that lama's mind stream. And so at that moment, at that instance, then the old woman suddenly disappeared from their perception, suddenly disappeared, and then the filth that, you know, in that vessel, previously in that vessel that had fallen to the ground, that started to give off light. You know, started to be So the liquid from that vessel that was spilled over by the tendon that fell on the ground, they started to give off lights.
Second Tejar Mujer, Nanto Hakova, Second Tejar Mujer, the Tejar Mujer, Yam, Second Dojin Chongshia, Jior. The Second Dojin Chongshia, there. 그냥 가자네 쓰는 거나 바고를 펴는데 뭔데 아니 다 동적인 총대에서 뭐지 쓰이지 대지의 최적 최고는 전면적에 매 갈바 고네 레바다데니지 쓰고 아니 그건 대지의 파편으로데 대 토마공제 이 공 토마공데 예자도 아니 공
So there is this, as we all know, there's a great master, Segong Tenshin Rinpoche. Then there's, you know, there's also the great master of a similar name, Segong Dodi Chang. So when Segong Dodi Chang was residing in Lhasa, then he, at nightfall, you know, went to the region of Pakor in Lhasa for circumambulations, and then there he saw a lady who was eating the brains of a person, you know, just like having there was a decapitated head, and she was like scooping out the brains and eating it. So sorry. gathered there.
That's
yes.
What the leader chip.
So Sogong Dodi Chang is the father of Sogong Tenzin Rinpoche, and so when he was in the region of Paphor, then he came across this group of spirits, you know, evil spirits that were devouring this corpse of a human, and then there was this chief, a woman who was a chief of that spirit sitting in the center, and then she was like devouring the brains, you know, scooping up the brains of the corpse and then eating it. And then so when Sogong Dodi Chang passed by, then Sogong Dodi Chang passed by, and then she scooped up the brains, you know, a spoonful, and gave it to him. And so he stretched out his hand and received it, and then he ate it immediately, and then he generated strong realizations from there. So that, you know, those he immediately generated the experience of extraordinary non-dual bliss and voidness at that moment. So, you know, so therefore, again, we can see that there is no definite in our perception, because this lady is actually an emanation of Vajrayogini. But then into ordinary appearances, then she was like an evil spirit and devouring a corpse of a human and so forth. Yes.
Sonje yin bi jim zhen res. Sonje yin za tang ge jen ni nende nomba res. Sam nende jiong tong yong zhen zho se da gong.
So, therefore, you know, for high lamas like that, like Sogong Dodi Chang, then, you know, they also saw, you know, these ordinary aspects and related it to us. So, you know, what more to say of ordinary beings like us, you know, for our perception, how much more, you know, indefinite, you know, undefinite it must be. So when we are, you know, when we see faults in the spiritual master, you know, even the spiritual master may not have faults, but due to our own perception, you know, we may, our own faulty perception, we may even see faults, you know, in the spiritual master. So from the side of the spiritual master, you know, we should be convinced that the spiritual master is the actual Buddha himself. So, but if the Buddha were to actually come into our presence, then we would not have the karma to perceive that aspect. You know, so therefore, the Buddhas have to manifest an ordinary human aspect, you know, in the form of spiritual master, in order to come into our presence and benefit us. You know, so therefore, what one, you know, the understand that this only aspect of the Lama is actually a form manifested, you know, by the Buddha to benefit us.
Yes.
So
sende sonucu cümle ne geldi? Tangegen zebi gone ne tele çüyüsü tübillo cü yungi yore.
Yes.
Rangel nami çiğde niyene cionten ba yungi yore. Cümle ne geldi? Yes.
So, for example, our teacher Buddha had also many times manifested in ordinary aspect to benefit sentient beings. There was one Brahmin that had a lot of, you know, that was very ugly looking, you know, very hideous looking, and that, you know, such that whoever saw that person then got very, felt very afraid and frightened. So, you know, out of such self having feeling bad about himself, then they, you know, in order to avoid the crowds, this Brahmin then went to hide in the forest. So then, in order to benefit this being, then the Buddha, you know, of course, the Buddha tried to benefit this being, but the Buddha did not show the aspect, you know, of the 33 major marks and 8 minor signs, you know. Because, you know, for this Brahmin, just even ordinary people, you know, to him, whenever they appeared to, you know, whenever he came across them, he would hide from them, due to fear, you know, that he would, due to shame of his own appearances, to let alone, you know, an effulgent being like the Buddha. So then, therefore, the Buddha manifested in the form that is even more hideous than this Brahmin, and went forced into the forest. And then there in the forest, and then when the Brahmin saw this, even more hideous aspect than himself coming towards him, then he was very happy, you know, extremely delighted that he had found a companion or a friend. So then that aspect told him, you know, do not be afraid, you know, come forth. And then through the skillful means of the Buddha, then that aspect taught different teachings to this being, and hence was able to benefit them. So therefore, the Buddha, you know, manifests an ordinary aspect in such way in the past, so therefore our own lamas, our own spiritual masters teaching us dharma definitely are emanations of enlightened beings, you know, in ordinary aspect. So, like this, there was one very high master called Drukhan Gyeli Gyatso, who was also one of the Lamrim lineage masters. When he was meditating on the Lamrim, then no matter how hard he tried, he was unable to give birth to realizations in his own mind stream, you know, to arise realizations. Then he asked, you know, consulted his own master, who then asked him, you know, have you meditated on your, you know, all your spiritual masters as being the Buddha, you know, in the portion of relying on, a section of relying on the spiritual master, whether you have done that or not. Then he said he did. You know, then the Lama asked him, have you meditated on your other masters, you know, other than the main master, the other masters as Buddha? And then he said, yes, he did, but there was one, you know, the very first person who taught him the Gakkha, you know, Tibetan alphabet. That that nun, you know, that nun he had left out, though. Ah. So this, the reason why he didn't see the nun, you know, as in pure view was because this nun in ordinary aspect had disrobed already, and at that point of time, so therefore he did not visualize her. So the lama, his own lama whom he was consulting said, you know, you should in order to correct that, you should visualize her as the principle of the merit field, and focus on her as being the Buddha. You know, to correct that. So then he went back and did this practice. So that then he was able to generate realizations, you know, in his mind stream. So therefore, as mentioned before, there's no difference, you know, between all the spiritual masters, even to the point when to those that one have received only a very minute or minor dharma connection, such as receiving teaching on one particular verse or line. You know, that the, even those teachings one should see as the Buddha and apply it in such a way. Yes. Mm.
말다. 근데 고민을 두거나 아, 달라마도 손재니 리비전 오지. 아, 노스 예타야 매바. 아, 텐데지 롱고 몽고도 좀비나. 근데 신제 텐데고 도고지 아니 말.
Yes. So by practicing in such a way as seeing the spiritual master, you know, as one is with the Buddha, being one is with the Buddha, then the realizations were generated in his mind stream, and we should practice such a way too. So let's today's teaching will be up to this point. So please, whatever teachings you have received today, you've heard today, please apply them into actual practice.